Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
On first reading of the descriptions God gave for this carefully planned dwelling, it would seem there were some things missing, and other things misplaced. As we've noted, there were no windows. But remember, this is a scale model of heaven, and there the inhabitants have no need of, quote, the light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, Revelation 22, verse 5. There was no floor but the desert sand, perhaps reminding them that they weren't home yet. There were no seats for the priests, because, like mothers, their work was never done. Thankfully, when Christ, our high priest, quote, had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, Hebrews 1:3, his work never to be repeated. Of course, there were no locks on the door or gate, in spite of the fabulous wealth within. God handles his own security, thank you very much. We will find out there were no steps to the great altar, for the work of salvation does not allow for human effort. And interestingly, there were no cherubim on the outer gate, for God welcomes all, sinners though they be, to come and be saved. We aren't told anything about materials for the pillars that held the gate, speaking of Christ the only way in, as if people might be distracted from his beauty. More of that later. But it's a warning not to get involved in anything that might distract people from coming to the Lord. But the real reason for this lesson is to notice a missing, or at least a seemingly misplaced, piece of furniture. We have seen the table of showbread and the lampstand in the holy place, but the golden altar isn't mentioned there. Why? Perhaps it must wait until we hear about the priest's preparation before we can understand how important this altar is.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.